This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, and time now for the puzzle. Let's start with last week's challenge from Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master.
Take the two-word name of a nationally known chain of retail stores. Take the second word, insert it in the exact middle of the first word. The result will spell the name of a well-known electronics manufacturer. What names are these?
We received almost 630 correct entries, and our randomly selected winner this week is Una Creditor, who joins us now from Kansas City, Missouri. Congratulations, Una.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm thrilled to be on the program.
So what was the answer to last week's challenge?
You asked for a national chain, which was Pier 1. If you put 1 on the inside of Pier, you get Pioneer, which makes electronics.
Well, nice work. What do you do in Kansas City, Una?
I have been retired for 14 years, but I do a lot of other volunteer stuff, particularly with the opera, and we travel a lot.
Well, before we continue, Una, let me introduce you to Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Hi, Audie. Congratulations, Una.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I wish you would become famous because your first name, UNA, would be so valuable in crosswords. Two vowels out of three letters, you would appear all the time.
Yes, I know.
So, Will, I hear you're going to be hitting the road this week, right, for the World Puzzle Championship?
Yeah, I'm flying to Hungary on Wednesday. The World Puzzle Championship starts in Eger, which is a city in northeast Hungary, next Sunday. And I'm spending a few extra days in Ukraine before that.
You know, I can't help but ask with all that travel if you've ever been to Hungary.
Yes, we have. We spent some time in Budapest and then...
Get out.
Yes.
Well, Una, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I certainly am.
All right, well, let's do it.
All right, Una, every answer today is the name of a famous person from which I've removed the first and last letters of their first and last names, in each case leaving an interior word. I'll give you the interior words, you name the people. For example, if I said and row, E-R-R, and R-O-W, you would say Jerry Brown, as in the governor of California.
Whoa.
Well, that's a tough one.
Okay.
All right. Number one is Lady Nigh, L-A-D-Y, and N-I-G-H. This is a famous singer, not opera, but a famous 1960s singer, I think of her as.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Do you know this one, Audie?
She is this sang, R&B genre, maybe?
Maybe. She sang with the Pips.
Oh, okay.
Blank and the Pips?
Doesn't ring a bell with me.
Oh, maybe it's Gladys Knight?
Gladys Knight of the Pips is right.
Okay.
All right. Number two is All Truther, A-L-L-T-R-U-T-H-E-R.
Walter Reuther?
Nope, and you're just putting one letter on each side.
Oh.
One letter on each side of A-L-L and one letter on each side of Truther. It's an actress. I think of her as a TV actress.
Hmm.
Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers is it. Good. Your next one is Live Ton. L-I-V-E-T-O-N. And
Oliver,
here you're looking... That's it, yes?
Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone, the film director. Good. Arlo Rand. A-R-L-O. R-A-N-D. We're looking for an
Marlon
actor.
Brando.
Marlon Brando did not need a hint. Good. All right. How about this one? Oh, damn. That first one is O-H, and the second word is D-A-M.
John Adams.
John Adams, yes. And your last one, it's a one-named person, and your word is mine, M-I-N-E.
Eminem.
Eminem. That's as far as opera as you can get, but you got it.
You know, you were really cooking at the end there.
Well,
that was awesome. Great job.
Thank you. It was. My nerves are shot.
well, Yuna, for playing our puzzle today. You're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And you know, which member station do you listen to?
KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yuna Creditor, thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
And thank you.
So, Will, what do you have for us for next week?
Yes, name a well-known singer. Drop the first and last letters of the singer's first name, and you'll get the letters associated with a well-known company. Drop the first and last letters of the singer's last name, and you'll identify the logo with which this company was classically known. And this part of the answer is a two-word phrase. So who's the singer, and what's the company? So again, a well-known singer. Drop the first and last letters of the singer's first name. You'll get letters associated with a well-known company. Drop the first and last letters of the singer's last name, and you'll identify the logo with which this company was classically known. Who's the singer, and what's the company?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Audie.
And safe travels.
Thank you.